You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 56.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Maybe you're in a winter season in your life right now, or just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel yet. What is happening? It's been so long already and it's never seemed to stop. I'm in this eternal hamster wheel. There's no end in sight. What is keep happening right now? How can I get off this crazy ride? If this is you, I have a thought for you. This is gonna be a quickie, but a powerful one. If you feel right now that there is no light in sight for you, and all these think positive and believe in yourself, all these positivity bullshit, as you might think right now, is just not working for you right now, I have a thought for you. A thought that can bring you back to some other major cool things that happen in your life. Because you are in a better place than you ever were before. Or maybe it's slightly worse than it was before, but you reached this other peak before, so you know you are capable of doing things like this, and you know how to rise. You might be a bit lower now than you were before, but you know how to rise. What did you do the past time to get there? How did you get to that last peak? Do not tell yourself that you are great, that you are beautiful. You are strong, you are the best, you are a magnet, you are light. You can try it, please try it. But if it is not working for you and you think deep down that's all a crap load of BS and it's not working for you right now, I have another affirmation for you. I can get through this. I can get through this. You did before and you will again. It taught you before how to get through this, and it's just trying to tell you again to streamline this and maybe learn another lesson out of this, that you can get through this again. You can get through this. You've got this. You've been there before. You can get there again. If you don't see the light yet, if it's nighttime, maybe it's a cloudy day in winter, you can trust the sun is shining. Maybe there are clouds in your way, or it's just nighttime. And be patient, be kind to yourself, and reaffirm that you can get through this. You've done it before, and you can do it again. And sun will come, and it's gonna feel amazing.
The concept of past and future focus is a key element that we will gonna explore if you started working with me. And I wanna give you here a preview of what you can expect and how you can already today experience the power of that in your own life. But let me start off with a little story time. If you know anything about me and my situation right now, I am currently based in Cyprus. And just the unfolding of this simple sentence that I can say today was audacious. It was a true experience through and through about this concept, past and future focus. Let me explain. So my husband Tim and I, we used to live in Vienna. And if you speak German, you have to head over to my German speaking podcast where I gave you the fresh rundown right when we're in the midst of it, called Major Life Update. You get all the juice over there. But in a nutshell, what happened is that we decided to move to the island within a couple of days of being on the island. So it was March 28th, 2022, when we boarded a plane heading over to what seemed to be a casual weekend stay just to escape the freeze that was happening in Vienna and get in a little sunshine and sea breeze to head back to Vienna and keep doing what we are doing. So what this weekend turned out to be was an immigration boot camp, so to say. So we got totally hooked in that moment. Let me be honest, that wouldn't have sunk that deep if a part of us wasn't already looking out for an opportunity to move the nest again. Because if you know our story already in 2017, when we quit our jobs, sold the company, sold all our belongings, got married at a destination wedding that we planned from South Africa in Mallorca. So we do this kind of crazy things once in a while. But what was different from the situation in 2017 is that we back then still stored some stuff at our parents' home with the intention to eventually come back. But this time totally felt different. We fell so hard. Schockverliebt, how I love to say it in German. We really fell so hard for this island. And really, within this one weekend, we were looking at houses, having an impromptu appointment with an immigration attorney, and mapped out everything that needed to happen to get us there. I wanted to use this example because it shows you so deeply the power of past and future focus. Because for most people, and most people we talk to since then, say like, no, this could never be possible. This is way too hasty. I could not make such a big life decision in such a short amount of time. And this is just living proof that it can be done with the right mindset tools. So let's start at the beginning. What does it actually mean, past and future focus? As you know me, I love to lead with metaphors. So imagine yourself walking in the desert and you're heading towards an oasis. You want to reach that place that feels nice, where there's water and shade, and you can just rest and chill a bit. And you're walking through that desert and it's hot and it's sweaty and you cannot wait to get there. And you have the focus of getting to that oasis. And then imagine yourself being at the verge of entering that magical space. You still feel from the back of your head the hot desert breeze, but your body is already facing the green lush oasis with a fresh breeze and the soft water mist from a nearby waterfall. Imagine this wonderful place. So you're facing the water, you're facing the lush green, the subtle coolness of the shadow, and your back is still facing the burning hot desert. Step into that visual for a moment. So what's happening here? What got you to that oasis was the future focus, the idea of something beautiful happening at the end of it. You're entering this wonderful space and it's gonna be all worth it. All the struggle, all the thing that got you here, all the hot, burning, harsh things you had to go through were worth it because you went there. This is future focus. What is now past focus? Past focus can happen already on your way there. When you are somewhere midway in the desert and this idea of this lush oasis keeps fading and all you see is your current struggle and the way that's behind you. You keep looking back at the path, maybe being afraid like, oh my god, the wind already blew my footsteps, I don't even know which direction I actually came from. And you're looking ahead and you cannot see the oasis yet. You're some way in between this path. And flipping in that moment to past focus will flood your body with fear, uncertainty, despair of all that being a very bad idea right now. You can also experience past focus when you're at the gate entering this beautiful oasis. When you're on the verge of entering in that beautiful state, can turn around and only see the harsh path you've just been through. You say, oh my god, look at that hill. Look how hard that was to get over. You could be at the gate of entering into that oasis and just face the desert and not be able to see what is actually ahead of you if you just turn around. So the past focus literally can be looking back and get sunk into what happened from the past and even where you are right now, not seeing that there is options to just turn around and see things differently when you're stuck into the perspective, glued to the past. So what this metaphor can teach you that in any moment you can shift perspective. You can always choose past focus in any situation, like, oh my god, what got me here? Look at the hard way. Up until now, this cannot go on for much longer. Looking at your past path, not being able to see your future, because spoiler alert, in the past is not your future. You cannot find your future in your past. So you intentionally have to shift focus again into the future focus, where you see the oasis again. You have to literally turn around and see the oasis again and feel it again and step into it intentionally. I see this so often with my clients. Either they are midway and do not see the oasis yet, or maybe even worse, they are already at the oasis, experiencing some kind of business success already, having all these possibilities, all the network, all the community, all the things at hand for them to actually make it into the oasis, but they choose to look at the harsh path they just had behind them. And this is maybe even the more painful thing to watch, because it's literally just freaking turn your head around and see where you are at and just step into that oasis. It's meant for you. It's there for you. You just have to step in. This is the difference between past and future focus. So back to my story about making the decision of moving to the island that brought up very controversial thoughts within our families and people around us. And even there you could experience, hey, am I letting myself be sucked into the negative press about the island and all the uncertainty and all the things that could potentially happen based on past evidence? Or am I keeping focus on the future, on the thing that I feel so true to me, the thing that's been calling me so strongly, and I'm really following that call now. This was just a mind-blowing experience. So back to our weekend in late March, early April, being the first time on the island. It was fascinating to see this concept being so active in real life. Let me explain. So we came here being super in the present moment. We didn't have any thoughts about the future or the past. So we were just present, which is the most beautiful state to be in, to be most receptive, to recognize that you can actually choose where you focus on. So we were super present, being able to connect with our friends, explore the beauty of the island, really just driving around, enjoying the beach, even unplanned meeting some of our Austrian friends who just had a bachelor party of 30 dudes on a boat. And we coincidentally met them and spent a couple of hours then on the boat with them celebrating this new chapter for them. So even that happened. But hey, what? This being present allowed us to experiment. We were not seeing like all the things that happened up until now, all the things we had mapped out in Vienna, all the projects, because I had also huge business opportunities based in Vienna, but I had to be physically present in Vienna to do that. In that moment, this was not a decision factor because I was so present to experience the presence in its deepest way. From being that kind of present, it allowed us to reconnect with some deep rooted passions of ours and dreams we had for the longest time. Because back last summer on Fuerteventura, where Tim's aunt is living for 30 plus years now, and there's also a potential future waiting for us there to someday in the future live on the island over there. So we already half a year ago were playing with the idea of someday doing that. So this was really a deep rooted wish and dream of ours. And now being that present and accessing that on that deep level was just pure mind blowing, because it really allowed us to play with it, to be present, to use that time to build thought castles, to explore that oasis for us. This dream that we up until now thought is so far in the future and potentially will take us another 10, 20, 30 years to unfold, we were able to pull that closer. This is the concept of collapsing timelines. When you are living in that space, being super present and mapping out future paths, you are able to pull this timeline closer to you. This is the magic that happens when you are visualizing, when you're dreaming of something. It can be a future home, future life situation, or can be your dream client and dream business. When you are visualizing, you're pulling this dream closer. The clearer you are on seeing that future for you, the more rapid it's gonna unfold. This is a freaking law of the universe. The clearer you are on it, the faster the vacuum between your now and this future will fill up with the right things to do to get you there. And this is literally what happened. We were at the point on our 5-day spontaneous weekend trip where Tim was actually coming into the room and saying, hey, do we actually want to fly back or do we just want to stay here and trial live already? Because we were contemplating like, oh yes, maybe in half a year we're going to spend a couple of more weeks to test live. Like how would it feel like to be here and be with the locals, go shopping, like really have a daily routine here. But then I actually thought like, hey, how will it ever be a trial living, a prototyping, if we don't actually live here? It will always be a fake scenario, even if we call it trial living. So we thought, hey, do we actually already want to live here for next month and book another return flight a month later to experience the island just a little more? But then also we checked in and said, hey, how much more certain do we want to be? We will never know exactly how it's going to be like to live here if we don't live here. So we actually have to make the move to know how it really feels to have everything here, to have our business set up here, to actually living here, to build up infrastructure here. We actually have to do it. There is no trial run of life. We actually have to do it. I had maybe one or two moments where I dipped back into past focusing. Oh my God, what is actually happening? There is this other business opportunity waiting in Vienna that would have secured good revenue for me for the upcoming years. What is actually at stake here? But it was so brief because I was charging up this dream of ours so much. This other past life that I was trying to create over there was just not an option anymore. It was just one path, not the path. So just over these 5 days, we made this huge life decision, and even more crazy, coming back, we gave ourselves 1 month to get it all done. We literally came back in the first days of April with an immigration date in our pocket of May 17th. We knew we had to be the latest back on May 17th for immigration to get the ball rolling. And for that, we need an apartment. And then the whole laundry list unfolded, which led us to, hey, we have to actually give up our apartment in Vienna to do that. We have to close the company. We have to sell everything. We have to cut cords. Also in Germany, we had some cords there because Tim is originally from Germany. So we had some open business still over there. So all that had to fit in within literally 40 days leading up to the point of our immigration day. But being in that future focus of, yes, I want to get to that oasis, whatever it takes, this is happening. We're gonna clear out the apartment. We're gonna get the deal that we can move out of the apartment earlier because we have a 3-month contract still. We had to get out of that. We had to find a new tenant for the apartment, clear it out, clean it out, paint it all again, get our legal ducks in a row in Germany, go to Germany, even meet our niece for the first time that was just born a couple of months ago. These 40 days were packed with massive action towards that new chapter of ours that we knew was waiting for us. We had to be in total future focus for that. Being in past focus for even a couple of minutes or even a day would have lost us a full day of massive action to get us closer. If you really keep that visual in mind, the more time you are looking at the back, you are standing where you are right now, contemplating if the future is somewhere hidden in the past, not moving where you actually want to go and literally shifting your head in the direction of your future, you are literally wasting time. The longer you keep staring at the past, the longer it will take you to get to your future. Being in this future focus is such a good decision filter. Let's say the thing would have happened that so many people warned us about. We get excited, we love the island, we make the decision to move there, and we come back to Vienna and we are quote unquote sucked back in to our daily life in Vienna and actually don't want to do it and put that whole idea on the shelf. This would have been available if we would have let it. And you know what would have been happening if we let it happen? We would have switched to past focus. We would have seen the decision of relocating to Cyprus through a different lens. It literally is like taking a photo and like on Instagram where you can choose a different filter. You can choose the Technicolor sharp crisp filter that makes it so vivid and fresh. Or you can look at the photo with a dusty sepia filter that makes it look like an old Wild West movie. Both is available. The value of the decision doesn't change. You are just looking at it through a different filter. So if you ever make a big decision for you, having the Technicolor filter on and you're suddenly switching filter to sepia, of course it will look different and you will question everything because you're just looking at it differently. It just looks and feels different. Nothing went wrong. Just put in the right filter again, you made the decision in, and everything again will make sense and line up for you again. So really, on a side note, whenever you make a big decision, commit to keeping this one filter. Because you will get tripped up. And hey, I'm not saying you never can change your decision. Just be aware that this is happening. It might happen that the photo you took, aka the decision you made, looks so much better in black and white filter. Maybe an option you didn't even consider in the beginning. That's great news. Just notice what is happening. This is why coming back to Vienna didn't suck us in, because we kept the right filter. We committed to this filter. We looked at this decision always through this Technicolor filter with all the possibilities, reminded ourselves daily of all good things that come out of this, and all the consecutive decisions that had to happen along the way were so much easier because we kept the same filter. Hey, this is just one episode on this major, major topic. We will weave that into many other episodes. I just wanted to park this big concept and this life story into this episode so you can always also come back to this point, this episode 7, where you can reconnect and just challenge yourself. Hey, which filter am I using right now? Am I looking at the situation with a past focus or a future focus? What if it really was that simple of like, hey, which perspective am I choosing right now? And allow it to be that simple. Hey, I hope you got what you needed today to really, literally shift focus towards your oasis, really feel the soft cooling breeze and hear the lush sound of the palm trees. Let your body really lust for the beautiful shadow that's waiting for you over there and all the beautiful things that will come from it, all the berries, all the other people that might hang out here that have chosen to see the oasis and not keep staring at the hot desert. The choice is yours.
And if you feel this is not speaking to you now, I'm here for you. If you feel like you can't talk to anyone else and everyone is already fed up with your draining stories, I'm here for you. Just DM me. Tell me what you're going through right now. Just speaking it out is often really putting perspective on it and reaffirm what you have right now. Do a gratitude rampage right now. What are things right now in your life that you can be so darn grateful for? Is it having hands, having a beating heart, having the gift of sight, having a voice, able to sing, be able to dance? What are small things that you can be so eternally grateful for? Shift your mind towards that.
Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.